こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、パリで自爆テロを起こした実行犯のうち4人がベルギーのブリュッセル出身だったことが判明し、そのうち2人が未だ逃走中であることを受け、ブリュッセルでは昨日までの4日間学校や地下鉄を完全封鎖し、厳戒態勢を敷くとともに当局による一斉摘発が行われていました。警察当局は容疑者に事前に悟られないようメディアを通じて市民に対し、警察の動向を目撃してもツイッターなどに投稿しないよう要請していましたが、それを受け住民たちはブリュッセルロックダウン、ブリュッセル封鎖というハッシュタグで猫の画像を大量に投稿し、 ISIS が実際の状況を探れないよう協力しました。猫が窓際にいる写真に、住民は窓から離れていてくださいと言われているがちゃんと伝わっていないようだというキャプションがついたものや、スターウォーズのストームトルーパーが猫に乗っている写真に、速報、ベルギー当局はテロリスト摘発のため新しいホバーキャットを採用しているなど、 ISIS を攪乱させるためにユーモアを交えたものがたくさん投稿されました。
Until yesterday, the city of Brussels was on total lockdown, with schools and subways non-operational, a national security measure taken after it had been announced that 4 of the attackers involved in the recent terrorist attacks in Paris are from Brussels, 2 of them still at large.As the police are conducting operations in pursuit of these suspects, they have asked the residents that may witness something not to share any details on social media. The public has responded by tweeting the hashtag #BrusselsLockdown along with various cat-related media. One user posted a photo of his cats by the window with the following caption, "Residents told to stay away from windows, not sure they got the message." Other tweets included Star Wars stormtroopers riding cats with the caption,Breaking news, Belgium police using the new 200 mile per hour hovercat during terrorist operations, #BrusselsLockdown, and so on. The tweet seemed to be using humor as part of a social movement to troll ISIS.
そう、なんかもともとはオランダのテレビ局が何か目撃してもツイートしないでくださいねっていう話をレポートするときに、警察の動きの代わりにこのテレビ局のマスコット猫ですみたいなのをやって、そこから広まったんじゃないかっていうのが書いてあった。超いっぱいあるよ。
What's the mascot like?
あ、そのテレビ局の、I think it's just a normal cat, like real cat.
It's a real cat.
Yeah.
They use a real cat for their mascot.
Yeah, I think so. Well, yeah. They have a cat.That's it. そう、でも Brussels lockdown でツイッターで検索すると、めっちゃいっぱい、超いろんな種類の、猫画像が出てくる。で、みんなそれぞれ違うキャプションつけて、ちょっと真面目ぶって、すごい面白いよ。でもいいよね、こういうなんか、実際ブリュッセルに住んでる人はさ、まあ怖いじゃん、やっぱ窓から離れていてくださいとか、道に出ないでくださいとか、でも、その中で、ただただ怖がるんじゃなくて、まあこうやってちょっとユーモアを入れるっていう。
It's really good that this happened because, you know, even if the police announce something like this, not everyone knows.
Yeah.
So it's important that that message is spread on social media so that people that use social media, which are the people the police are trying to reach,
right.
won't tweet stuff about, you know, their operations.
しかも誰かがそれを知らずにツイートしちゃったとしても、この猫画像に埋もれちゃって、ISISも見つけられないから。
Yeah.
まあそういう意味でもいいっていうかね。
Is there a way to like tweet the police if you see something suspicious, or I guess you just call the police?
Actually,、
normally.
I guess, but このブリュッセルの当局のツイッターアカウントっていうのもあったよ一応。So I guess you could tweet to them if you wanted
but
to.
But they don't have like, you know, some are people there ready to receive like urgent tweets about criminal activity?
I have no idea.でもとりあえずなんか、でもさ、アイシスちゃんとかもそうだったけど、こういうなんかこのブリュッセルの人たちだって怒っててもいいはずじゃん、アイシスに対してすごい憎しみを持ったツイートとかをしててもいいはずなんだけど、これを見てるとみんなすごい なんだろう、ネタにしてるっていうか、明るくいようっていう意欲が見られる。だからアイシスちゃんもそうだけど、その憎悪に憎悪で返すっていうのは誰にでもできる、アイシスにでもできることだけど、こうやってユーモアを入れて明るい面を見ようとするっていうのはテロリストにはできないことだからいいよね。
Well, there's something. It's like really funny people, sometimes their sense of humor comes from beingbullied or being picked on, and it was sort of a defense mechanism, is sort of a way to diffuse the situation.
Right.
So I think in intense situations, because what they're trying to do is not just defend themselves, but do so by calming, controlling the mind state of the other person.
Right, you know? Right.
I think this might be more productive than tweeting sort of inflammatory things,
right? Right.
You know, towards ISIS or towards their ideology or,
yeah,
or whatever.
So, ね、いいよね。こう平和的に deal するっていう。次、オックスフォード大学が受けるジョークと受けないジョークの差を調べるため、55人の学生に有名なコメディアンによる65個のジョークを4段階で評価させ、人気があるジョークのパターンを分析しました。人気があるジョークは、だいたい聞き手にこうなるだろうと期待をさせておき、最後のオチで新しい情報を提供し、意外性で笑わせるという形式をとっていました。傾向としては、登場人物は 2,3 人程度で、話し手が全てをはっきり言わずに何かをほのめかすことが5回以上に及ばないものが人気がありました。聞き手はジョークを聞きながら登場人物に感情移入する必要があるため、あまりに複雑になると置いていかれてしまい笑えなくなるのです。
In an effort to pinpoint the differences between funny and unfunny jokes, Oxford University researchers had 55 university students rank 65 jokes written by famous comedians from 1 to 4, 4 being funny and 1 being not funny. The researchers then analyzed how the jokes were ranked. Popular jokes tended to consist of an ironic element where the audience is set up with an initial expectation of how the joke will end. The researchers also noticed a tendency for popular jokes to have no more than 5 levels of implied intentionality for the characters within them. This is because the intentions of more than 5 people become very difficult to track or process in the brain simultaneously.
Really? More than five people じゃなくない？多分なんかこの intentionality が5回以上になると分かんなくなっちゃうって書いてたよ。
What does that mean?
Like, なんかその implied, like non-verbal implied something.
Yeah, implied intentions.
Not of...five people, though.
It doesn't have to be of five people.
No, it could be any number of people, but
okay.
その intentionality が5回以上出てきちゃうと、あの、なんか、はってなっちゃう。なんか、ポカーンってなっちゃって、笑えなくなっちゃうみたいな。なんかね、あの、
Do characters usually have multiple intentions within a single joke? Like, they have... That, it could be either way, right? So...One, I don't know. Can you? What's an example of that?
So like, なんだろう。あの前提条件っていうか、なんかいちいち全部説明してたら面白くないから、そのassumeしてねっていう、
right.
ちゃんと言わない部分があるじゃん。曖昧にしてるところ。
Yeah.
それが5個以上出て、1個のジョークに5個以上出てくると、もうなんか置いていかれちゃって複雑すぎて。
Yeah.
なんか面白くなくなっちゃう。だからあまりにもシンプルでも面白くないしバカみたいだから、かといってあまりにも複雑にすると置いていかれちゃうみたいっていうこと、その境界線が5回っていう数字、あのオックスフォードによると。
There's so many different kinds of jokes.
そう、なんかね、この実験で使ったジョークの中で人気があったものの一つを引っ張ってきたんだけど、これも多分その3個ぐらい暗黙の了解っていうのが入ってる。 Do you want to read it?
Oh, should I read it? Okay. It's game 7 of the Stanley Cup final, and a man makes his way to his seat right at center ice. He sits down, noticing that the seat next to him is empty. He leans over and asks his neighbor if someone will be sitting there. "No," says the neighbor, "the seat is empty." "This is incredible," said the man. "Who in their right mind would have a seat like this for the Stanley Cup and not use it?" The neighbor says, "Well, actually, the seat belongs to me. I was supposed to come with my wife, but she passed away. This is the first Stanley Cup we haven't been to together since we got married." "Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. That's terrible. But couldn't you find someone else, a friend or relative or even a neighbor, to take the seat?" The man shakes his head. "No," he says, "they're all at the funeral."
Oi! っていうね、ジョークだけど、だからその多分ステンリーカップっていうのがまずホッケーなんかすごい人気があってチケットが取りにくいとかっていうのも、まあ、説明しないで何分かってねっていう、
うん、
そこも説明しちゃうと面白くないからとか、まあ、最後もフューネラルに本当は行くべきじゃんっていうのも、うん、まあ、はっきりではもちろん言わないっていう、だからこういうのが あまりにありすぎるとダメだしって、だからこれがまあちょうどいい。
Yeah. Well, you have to understand that this is a slight exaggeration of the dedication that a lot of these fans have to
the sport. Right. So,
so if you're not like a huge sports person, maybe you wouldn't really think it's that funny.
So, とかそもそもスタンリーカップ知らなかったらさ、なんか何の話みたいな。
Yeah, well, I mean, you can relate with, you know, the Super Bowl or
World Cup, soccer. So.でもこれもなんかさすごい欧米っぽいというかそのボケて終わるジョークが、うん、日本だと、まあ、メインストリームだとボケて突っ込んで笑って終わるじゃん、
うん、
なんかボケただけで終わりっていうのはあんまり見ないよね突っ込まないと終わりが来ないっていう面白いよね国によってなんか形式が違う
I like sarcasm a lot
うん
Sarcasm is probably my favorite.
そうね。なんかそうやってちょっといなんかトゥイストされてる方が面白い。
うん。
私も。まあでも日本のお笑いも好きだけどね。
I think anything that there's, I'm not sure what the connection is exactly, but I feel like there's a connection between awe or like an epiphany、
うん、
and humor. Like if some that this ironic element, the surprise element.The having some crazy realization.
Yeah.
And that happens to me a lot when I'm not really studying, but if I watch a documentary about like space or biology or something like that, a lot of that is funny to me just because of the weird connections that you make from it. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like the idea that,history is a branch of biology.
Right. Like, is that that's, funny?
There's something humorous about that.
Okay. It's
just about how like absurd our default position is.
なんかだからこうやってさ、何を面白いと思うか、何をに笑っちゃうかって人によって全然違うじゃん。
Oh, it's totally different.
なんか超下品なさ。なんかうんこうんことか小学生みたいなのが大人になっても好きな人もいるし、そういうのは全然大人になったら笑えない人もいるし、なんかそういうサーカズムとかもあんま分かんないみたいな人もいればさ、
I don't really like puns.
ああ、
most puns suck.
私もてかなんか親父ギャグじゃんあれって。
I don't really like these written out jokes either. Like I'm way more entertained by YouTube comments than I am like.These written out, like if you Google like funny jokes, none of those are funny.
Yeah.
None of them are funny、
yeah.
to me.
そうだね。私も読むのはそんな好きじゃないな。I like なんかそのジョン・オリバーみたいなこう真面目な、それこそ真面目なトピック、政治とかアイシスとかをこう突っ込みながら面白く、でもまあ確かにそうだなっていうことを言うみたいな。
Yeah, he makes his points with sarcasm and by showing how absurd something is. Something that we didn't really see how absurd it was.
そうそうそう。そうなの。だからなんとなく分かってはいたけど、ちゃんとネイルしてくれる感じ、彼が。
So that's like this relationship between epiphany and like humor. Right?
あと私なんか自虐的なエイミー・シューマーみたいな。 こう自虐ネタみたいなのも結構好き、うん、笑っちゃう。なんか人に言われたらムカつけど自分で言うから面白いみたいな。
There's something to randomness too.
Right, right.
There's something funny about
randomness. Randomness is always funny.
it's not it has to actually be random, because there's jokes where something tries to be random, but it's there's something predictable about it.
Right.
You know, there's something like, oh, I've kind of seen this before.
Right.
But there's really weird random. Like I saw this video yesterday, and it looked really. I'm perfectly the target audience for whatever this video was. But it starts out, the title was like successful rocket landing by private space corporation or something, and I'm like, what? No way. There's no way that like someone pulled this off before Elon Musk did, is what's going through my head.
Right.
So I'm watching the video, and it's kind of realistic. They have all this, they spent a lot of money on CG and stuff, and they're trying to make it look like a real space project. And at the end of the video, as the rocket is landing, when the rocket lands, for some reason it explodes, and it's like this huge apocalyptic event, and the whole earth it was incredibly random.
Okay.
And it was just so out of nowhere, and then like people in the video are shaking champagne. It's like a circle of white people shaking up like champagne bottles and spraying each other, and it's dubbed, and they're saying like Allah Akbar.
Oh my god.
And it was just a horribly, like, it was just such an absurd video that I just started laughing.
Who made this?
I have no idea.
Okay.
But it's just, you know, crazy people on the internet that like to make these troll videos.
That reminds me of 虚構新聞ってあるじゃん。なんか超真面目に本当の新聞記事のオンライン版みたいなんだけど、全部嘘の話なの。でもちょっとよく分かってない人だったら引っかかって、なんだこれはみたいな怒ったりしそうなやつ。So they're just trolling everyone. And they're so famous, and yet there are still people who get trolled. それは面白い。
How about like Elvis was abducted by aliens or any of that sort of? I feel like there's some humor
like
in this.
Like weird conspiracy theory type of stuff?
Yeah, but it's weird because a lot of people seem to like buy into that stuff, but it's... All of that is funny to me. Gay jokes are funny to me. Weird conspiracy theory stuff is funny to me. I don't know.
そう、でも人によって全然違うのが面白いよね。まあそれを多分なんかどうにかしてパターンがないかっていうのを調べたのがこれの研究だけど。Alright, 次。オンラインホテル予約を行う Hotel Tonight が過去3ヶ月以内にホテルでセックスをした11カ国2200人を対象に調査を行った結果、家でのセックスに比べホテルでのセックスは25分から49分長くなる傾向にあり、ホテルにいる時の方が回数も2回強ほど増えると回答しました。セクシュアリティの専門家 Dr. Jess O'Reilly はこの結果について以下のように説明しています。まず目新しい場所にいることでドーパミンが出やすくなる。ホテルでは家事や子育てに追われることもないので性欲が湧きやすく、声の大きさも気にしなくて良いためリラックスしやすい。さらにホテルは薄暗い照明、大きいベッド、柔らかい枕など心地よく過ごせる配慮がされているほか、家族写真や家の散らかりなど注意がそれる要因が少ない。こうした様々な違いの一つ一つがセックスの長さや質、満足度に影響するとのことです。
According to an online survey conducted by online hotel reservation service Hotel Tonight, people staying at hotels tend to have sex for 25 to 49 minutes longer and have sex about 2 additional times per night. According to sexuality expert Dr. Jess O'Reilly, being in a new place tends to trigger a dopamine release. Additionally, being at a hotel makes it easier to relax because people do not have to worry about house chores, child rearing, or making too much noise. Big beds, soft pillows, and various comfort considerations and a general lack of distractions at home also contribute to an improved quality of sex.
そうだって。なんか残念ながらこの11カ国の中に日本は入ってなかったんだけど。あの、 まあ大体同じ傾向だったね、みんな。すごいよね、でも49分も長くなるってさ。
I forgot to say that part. So, subjects, 2,200 people participated in the survey
from 11 countries. Yes.
It's a lot of people, actually.
It is a lot of people. でもわかるよね。わかんない？
Yeah.
超わかる。
Yeah.
なんか旅行とか行ったら絶対セックスしてるじゃん、ずっと。
Well, it depends what you're there for.
リゾートみたいなさ。
I guess. I don't really like resorts, but just being in a new place.
Yeah.
It's really
exciting, right?
Yeah.
そう、なんかあの、友達でちょっとセックスレス気味になってるみたいな夫婦がいて、それもだからもう旅行に行ったらできるみたいな。だから多分日々のストレスとか疲れとか、なんかこう、あ、なんかこれやんなきゃいけないんだよな今日みたいなとかがやっぱり全部取り触られるとやる気が湧いてくるんだろうね。
Maybe this is an argument for renting instead of buying a home. Right?
そうかな。まあでも
you just move every 2 years or something and it kind of resets the
Really?
No, you don't think moving helps? You don't think moving helps? If you move in...
I think it helps for the first, like...
Week?
Couple months. Yeah.
That's it?
だってそれぐらいで慣れちゃわない？新しい家に。
I don't think so. It's been a while since I moved and I'm not really settled in.
Really?
I still feel like it's
a new place. New.
Well, I lived in the last place. I lived in Asagaya for so long, so.
そっか。
I still feel like I just moved here.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe not buying home is key to 少子化の改善のために。
Two additional times.
そう、すごいよね。2回も増えるっていう。だから。
Maybe people who use this particular service just.Are exceptional.
Oh, with hotel tonight, you mean?
Maybe. I don't know.
でもだからさ、思ったんだけど、日本のラブホとかってさ、
yeah.
セックスレスには良さそうじゃない？そしたら。
ちょっと。Could also be a waste of money. If you don't have sex there, I mean.
But you don't not have sex there, right? ラブホ行くんだからさ、目的は一つじゃん。
But if you go to a love hotel and you don't have sex, then you know it's serious. There's a serious issue.
True.
Right?
It's like, yeah. It's like, why did you agree to come with me then? って感じになるよね。
What, if you're in a relationship with someone, hypothetically, and you guys go to a love hotel and you don't have sex, and you haven't been having sex at home, what do you think the next step is?
No. I'll talk to him about it. Like, hello, what's going on? I'm in a love hotel with you. Like, hello, can you see
well,
me?
Well, yeah, but you're assuming it's the guy's issue, but sometimes it's just a chemistry.
逆だったら?
It's some, I don't know. I think sometimes people kind of...
Lose it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so scary. I just got married. I don't want to think about it. 怖い。そう、わかんないよね。何があるかわかんないもんね。でもなんか普通にホルモンのさ、インバランスとかで性欲がなくなっちゃう時ももちろんあるだろうし。
There's weird stuff that goes on. I've been in relationships where it's kind of like, you know, it's not as hot as it was just for like some period of time. You know what I mean? It's like...
It's never happened to me before.
But it's not super consistent. Always. Like sometimes if you are not getting along well or something's going on or...There's all this other stuff in your life too.
Right.
You know, that can kind of...
まあそれはね、最初よりはさ、だんだん落ち着いてくるじゃん。最初の3ヶ月とか一番すごいじゃん。それが一生続くっていうのは確かに珍しいと思うけど。You know what I mean?
Well, I just don't think it's unusual for people to have, like, I don't know, problems.
Yeah, for sure. なんか私前に一回あのお悩みコラムに書いたんだけど、やっぱ、あの子宮頸がんの手術をするときってさ、検査にも何回も行くじゃん。でこう器具を中に突っ込まれて、で手術もしてすごい痛いし、その後はね、そうするとなんかクリニカルなイメージがついちゃって、
right.
なんかこう 全然そこがセクシーな部分に思えなくなっちゃう自分の中で、
hmm.
なんかこうお医者さんに器具ガチャガチャ入れられる全然アンセクシーなイメージが頭にこびりついちゃって、right. なんか
Do you think something about that experience should be changed or that's or that would be weird?Or,
yeah, that would be totally weird 、right. if the doctor is like trying to make it sexy.
But is there some balance there, or is it just? I mean, you want to keep those things.
I honestly think that there are a lot of things that those doctors can be trying for women. Mm. 特に先生が男性だとなんか想像できないじゃん、多分。だからすごいなんだろう、怖さを軽減するための対処がなされてない時とかあるじゃん。とか、mm. どこをどうしたらどんぐらい痛いかっていうのは先生にはバジャイナがついてないから分かんないだろうし、それはね、right. ちょっと不満に思う時はあった。確かになんかすごいラフにガチャガチャやられたりとかして超痛い、血が出てんですけどみたいな。 You know what I mean? Maybe you don't, but
yeah. Yeah, well, it's hard isn't it hard to say for sure like why it is that he'sYou know, as reckless as he is, it might not be the lack of a vagina. It could just be, I don't know. Maybe a woman would be rough as well. Could be.
Maybe. Well, yeah, I mean, like, maybe it's not a gender thing. It's the consideration thing、mm. from each doctor. Because 絶対違うのね、先生によってやっぱり。
Yeah.
すごいジェントルで一瞬で終わる先生もいるし、なんかガチャガチャガチャガチャやって超痛い人もいるから、同じことでも。
Like, how quickly doctors' hands move sometimes? It's like, whoa, let's go like slow and careful with this.
Yeah.
Like, I've had injuries and some doctors like looking at my joint and just yanking stuff around. It's like,
so 怖いよね。
Like, let's not make anything worse.
そうなの。で、しかもやっぱさ、バジャイナの付き方の問題で、見えないじゃん、こっちからは。何をしてんのか。Right. だから、怖いんだよね、やっぱり。でガチャガチャ器具の音がしてたりとか、で急にさガッて入れるから。
Did you see the tools?
I've seen the tools, yeah.
And they
it
don't
looks
look...
like a horror movie. It does look like a horror movie.
Right.
拷問器具みたいに見えるわけよ。で無理やりこう穴をギュッて開けるわけだからさ、もう、right. それはセクシーな気持ちになるわけないよね。その後家に帰ってさ、
yeah.
じゃあその中に何か入れてセクシーな気分になりたいなんてわけないじゃん。
Who designs this stuff?
Right? なんかもうちょっとさ
Get like Price No like、Fisher Price to like design some of these or like some, do some collaboration. We got the pink one.
テンガとかね。
We got the you know like
そうなんかテンガとかってさ頑張ってるじゃん。すごくこうかわいい、あんまりディルドーに見えないデザインにしたりとか、
yeah.
色とかもさこだわってるけど、まあそれは医療機器だからしょうがないけどさ。
When I had my、molars taken outWhen、yeah. my wisdom teeth came in,
yeah,、
I had to go to the doctor and they had already erupted, so it was going to be a major operation. And just the, I just remember when he like rolled this thing of tools over, I was just like, what?
So cool. Like my,
I'm looking at each tool and my brain's just telling me how much damage, like how painful does each tool look?
Yeah.
It's like,Nothing has happened yet, but you're already kind of anxious, and it's like, I really hope he doesn't use that one on the far right there.
Yeah. 本当そう。だから口でも怖いじゃん。口なんていつもさ、食べ物入れるおせんべいみたいなさ、ちょっとジャゲットな、尖ったものも入れるし、歯磨きも毎日してるけど、やっぱりちょっと怖いのに、このバジャイナなんて考えても見てよ。怖いに決まってるじゃん。だからね、やっぱりそういういろんな要因で。
There's something about stuff in your head though that's like really creepy
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, and it makes it worse.
Because you hear it so clearly.
Yeah.
And if anyone has a wisdom tooth situation, you definitely need to get those things out before they erupt. Because it was pretty bad. They have to actually turn a screw...into the side of your tooth to crack it in half and then try to like remove the pieces.
Yeah.
It's pretty gruesome.
Yikes. しかもさ、それちゃんと取れてるから like you didn't die and you're gonna breed, have children who would also have to go through the same operation generation after generation.
Yeah.
ウケる。
Well, we don't, I don't know about that. They're gonna fix a lot of this stuff
Because mine was perfect.
Yeah.
Just came out 普通に.
Do you know what something I came across recently? Tantric retrograde ejaculation is?
No.
I don't know, maybe. So this tantric ejaculation is like a kind of a trend in some fairly spiritual or hippie-ish
okay.
populations in the U.S.
Maybe
in Europe too. And it comes from like Taoist philosophy or that area. And what they do is, it's this idea that your ejaculate contains energy, like your sperm contains energy. And so when you ejaculate, it wastes that energy and kind of makes you weak. And so to preserve that life energy, when people come, they press down on the top of their penis. And so when they ejaculate, instead of the semen going out of the penis, it actually goes back into like
ew.
Your bladder.
What? Your bladder?
Yeah, I think so.
What?
I believe that's where
so
it goes.
So you pee
yeah.
it out later?
I was reading about this technique and what happens when you do it off of one of these woo-woo
so
spiritual websites. So I'm not sure if they're exactly on point with the biology of it. But this is what a lot of, not a ton of people, but some
wait,
people
wait,
are
wait. Doing. Wait, wait, wait. So, 行きそうって思った時に端っこをギュッて押したら戻っていくのまた。
Yeah, so nothing actually comes out. But they still orgasm. And
yeah.
they say that they orgasm like internally. It's like a weird, I don't know exactly what's going on
like
with this.
Like dry orgasm?
It's just this trend that I came across recently and I was like, what is...
やってみた?
No. No.
なんだ?
No, it sounds dangerous. What if I broke something? What if...
Weird
stuff happens. People like break their dicks and like tangle their balls and stuff.
What?
This happens.
Tangle their balls?
Yeah.
今びっくりしすぎていじってたパスも投げちゃったじゃん、
yeah.
どういうこと
No, you can tangle your balls. It can happen.
How? どんだけ長い balls なんだよ
I don't know. Like, it's like your earphones or something.
What? You're comparing balls with earphones.
The odds of it happening are much, much lower. But I believe that some people have tangled their balls. I'm pretty sure it's happened.
What? なんかやっぱすごいね This universe
Or at
is
least
so magical
Tangling my balls has been a fear of mine A very back burner I'm not super worried about it But it's one of those concerns that is there
Really?
Not like consciously all the time or anything
But it's just there in the back of your head
It's just one of those things that You know If my balls start getting too weird in their positioning, I want to sort that out before I risk any serious tanglage. Next
what?
Topic. Within 5 days of the Islamic State moving its propaganda website, Izdarat, to the darknet, also known as Tor, the Ghost Security Group, a hacktivist collective formed specifically to target ISIS, was able to black out the site. The ISIS propaganda website has remained down and inaccessible since. Tor is intended to provide anonymity and protection against censorship on the internet.
ISIS がダークネットの Tor でプロパガンダサイトのイスダラットを開設してからたった5日で ISIS を標的としているハッカー集団ゴーストセキュリティグループがサイトを閉鎖することに成功しました。現在も ISIS のサイトは閉鎖されたままでアクセスはできません。ダークネット Tor は匿名性とネットの検閲からの保護を提供しています。多いね、やっぱ ISIS に関してはこういうネットの話題が。
うん、
昨日だっけその ISIS の中にテックサポートのチームがいるっていう記事が出てた。で、
What?
その ISIS がそのテックサポートのチームをいろんなところに派遣して、そのまあサイトの解説だったり、ソーシャルメディアでの活動についてとかを、うん。ちゃんと教えてるみたいな。
Where is most of this based out of? Do you know?
Most of what?
Like geographically, the the online presence of ISIS?
I don't know.
I guess maybe we don't really know.
I guess. There's one guy, なんかオランダ人の人で、あの ISIS にジョインしちゃった白人の人で、あの、シリアに住んでて、そこからめちゃくちゃタンブラーを使って発信したり、写真を載せたりしてる人がいるよね。
Did you hear about the, where were they from? The two, was it Dutch girls that like went and joined ISIS to become, what do they call it?
Slaves?
Like a wife to ISIS leaders.
Right.
One of those two girls was beaten to death, like...
Okay.
The day before yesterday, or maybe yesterday.
Okay.
While trying to flee.
Yeah, just don't go there.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
なんかそのオランダ人のその男の人、タンブラーで発信してる人も、やっぱりその人にもワイフがいるんだけど、基本的にそのイスラム、まあ彼らが何軸としているイスラム教の概念を持ってない女性はもうみんなセックススレーブみたいな感じで、でそれをそのセックススレーブを家に連れてきてもいいよって奥さんも言ってるみたいな。 It's like what?What? What the fuck are you doing? So yeah.
Yeah, so this Ghost Security Group is pretty interesting. They've been quite critical of Anonymous and what appears to be Anonymous's failures to have any real effect on ISIS. Anonymous announced that they found all these ISIS Twitter accounts and provided these lists to Twitter.But it turned out that the lists were not reliable at all.
Anonymous 結構適当すぎるよね、たまに。
It's gotten highly disorganized.
Yeah. ちょっと散らばり感があるよね。
Yeah, so this smaller collective, the Ghost Security Group, which was formed for the purpose, explicitly, for going after ISIS, seems to have been a little bit more effective. But we'll see.
そうね、やっぱりその、まあ、そのオランダ人の人のケースもそうだけど、こういうプロパガンダサイトから引っ張られちゃう人がいっぱいいるから、それを見る人が減れば減るほどそのリスクは減るもんね。
What do you think of this sort of vigilantism?
Like, I think it's fun.
Have you what's that guy's name? There's like a real life superhero in England.
Okay.
Phoenix Jones.
Okay.
Have you heard of Phoenix Jones?
No.
So Phoenix Jones is like, he's this black guy who has this superhero outfit, and there is a really famous video of him where he's on the street and someone tries to fight him, and a police officer is there, and according to the law where he is, he's allowed to...There, people are allowed to settle disputes between each other with a fight. With a physical fight is allowed by law.
決闘みたいなこと?
I guess, yeah. So they fight. Phoenix Jones like knocks this guy out right away. And this Phoenix Jones just like walks around with a superhero outfit, like trying to find crime to stop. But there's a bunch of these guys, like real life superheroes. There's a bunch. There's dozens.
Okay.
They have them in like almost like.Bunch of different countries they have these real life superheroes.
Okay. Like Kick-Ass.
Yeah, it's like Kick-Ass, except cooler. But nobody really talks about these guys or cares about real life vigilantism or real life vigilantes. Right? Have you seen it in the media at all? Like these real life superheroes?
No. Maybe it's because it'sまあ、その本当のマーベルとかのスーパーヒーローの世界でもさ、なんか結局みんなどっちを味方するか分かんないって感じじゃん、
yeah.
なんかたまにあスパイダーマン thank you みたいな時もあるし、yeah. fuck スパイダーマンみたいな時もあるし
fuck スパイダーマン
とかな yeah cause like you know he has turned evil or something like he was like 調子乗ってる時期とかさ、okay. あるじゃん、まあ、スーパーマンとかもさ
well,
wow he's like destroying、
too.
our city とか yeah Batman too、so まあ実生活でもそうなるだろうね じゃない？なんか 100% 応援していいのかみたいな。
But there's a surprising amount of indifference, right? It's not,
right?
It's like not as polarizing as you'd think it would be, or you know, people. A lot of things go viral, but how
maybe the
is
media
it?
Thinks it's too sensitive. Like,
I don't know.
なんか応援していいのか、なんかどういう立場でレポートすればいいかなみたいな感じかな。
I don't know. Seems like the digital version or the online version gets a lot more praise.
そうだね、そうだね。まあこれとか特に別にその辺の人をビールアップしてるわけじゃないもんね。
Yeah.
サイトを閉鎖したっていうあれだから。Yeah. まあその方が応援はしやすいよね。誰もフィジカルに傷ついてないから。
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like, yeah, you're in a superhero outfit and all that, but the police do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Like, why don't you just join the police force or, you know, I guess.
Because
it's kind of circumventing the whole judicial system.
Yeah.
Right? Which generally
yeah,、like、
isn't
what,
good.
I think what Batman is doing, like, if you do it here right now, like, 多分超怒られるよね。
The only people in superhero outfits here tend to be, like, I don't know, like the...I don't know, schoolgirl outfits or, you know,
but
not...
Japan has like those people. たまに話題になるけどさ、昨日かなんかもあったけど、あの、何、foster homes とかに、あの、スーパーヒーローの名前とかを使って、何かを寄付したりとか、っていうのはあるよね。Oh, thank God. 今、電気つけてなかったから、真っ暗の中で。
It was getting pretty dark.
Yeah, よかった。
次。According to new research published in the journal Scientific Reports on the effects of prenatal drug and alcohol use, children who are exposed to cannabis in the womb have a significantly improved ability to track moving objects. The results showed that children who had been exposed to cannabis in the womb had enhanced global motion perception, indicating improvements in the dorsal visual pathway of the brain. Testing the visual motor control involved having each child track a group of moving dots across a screen,as other randomly moving dots attempted to distract them. The number of randomly moving dots is increased until they cannot track the original dots any longer. The study involved testing visual processing in a group of 4-year-old children who had been exposed to drugs like cannabis, alcohol, methamphetamine, and nicotine while in the womb, and comparing them to a non-exposed control group. Exposure was confirmed via analysis of each infant's meconium.In contrast, alcohol had a negative impact on test results. Nicotine and methamphetamine did not appear to have any impact on visual motor control.
Journal Scientific Reports に掲載された妊娠中のドラッグとアルコール使用に関しての研究で、子宮にいるときに母親を介して大麻を摂取した子どもは、大脳の空間認識に関わる部分に改善が見られ、動体視力が大幅に向上していることが分かりました。テストでは動く点のグループを目で追いかけさせ、注意を削ぐために他の点をどんどん追加していき、どこの時点で見失うかを計測しました。対象となったのは、子宮にいるときに大麻、アルコール、メタンフェタミン、ニコチンのいずれかにさらされた4歳の子どもたちで、excuse me、何にさらされていたかは胎便を分析して確認しました。動体視力においてアルコールは子どもにネガティブな影響を与えていましたが、ニコチンとメタンフェタミンは動体視力には影響していませんでした。面白いね。なんでだろうね。
It's pretty bizarre. But、
ね、
there have been other bizarre effects observed with cannabis.、For example, it's been shown that、cannabis accelerates the healing of bone fractures.
Ah, right, right. そうだね。
Yeah,
so, なんかイスラエルかどこの研究だったよね。
I don't remember, but perhaps.
そうだね。タイマーを摂取してると骨が折れても治るスピードが全然違うとか。でもこの妊娠してる人の摂取に関してはまだあんまり研究がされてないから、これは珍しいっていうか。
This is, I believe in the study it said that this is the first time that they found.These sort of opposite effects from some intoxication from some drug. Like they haven't had a drug that produced positive effects from prenatal exposure before.
Right.
So they're usually it's like we have the control, and then we have all the data on visual motor control from the group that was exposed to drugs, and those are all worse scores, right? That's what you would expect.
そうね。なんかでもこの記事にも書いてあったよね。なんか他の効果はわからないから、動体視力に関しては良くなってるけど、だからといって自分で試さないでくださいみたいな。
Definitely.
当たり前だろうみたいな。
Yeah. For sure. For sure. This is, I mean, any time you have a study like this, it's very much isolating this. They're just looking at this very specific attribute.
Right,
so
right.
It's not really looking at, you know, what happens to, you know, other parts of your development
yeah.
at that age. And there's a lot of things that could be affected by it. They actually know that cannabis use in adolescence can cause problems with the development of the cannabinoid system in the body, which is involved in the repair of genetic material.
Right.
So you really don't want to impair the development of that system.
Yeah.
I don't know if they've looked at that as in terms of prenatal exposure, but
なんかそのわかんないことだらけだよね。その子供のとか赤ちゃんのデベロップメントに関して何が悪くて何がいいのかみたいな。
Yeah.
あのその最近さあれじゃん、前ポッドキャストでも紹介したニュースだったと思うけど、あのマニキュアとかもあんまり良くない。なんか化学物質が入ってるから、それで先日そのフォローアップみたいな研究でどっかのサイエンティストがやっぱりその爪に塗ったものが体の中に入ってる、入って蓄積されてるみたいなのが分かって、それを発表したら、まあマニキュア作ってるインダストリーからすごい猛反発を受けて、そんなことないみたいな、yeah. Of course they say that. でもだから その人たちは、まあ大人の女性にはあんまり影響ないかもしれないけど、ちっちゃい子供とかで、まあ、遊んでマニキュア塗ったりとかはあんまり実は良くないかもしれないとかね。あと、まあ、妊娠してるお母さんとかもあんまり良くないかもとか。
Most things are detrimental, it seems. Like anything that you wouldn't expect.
Yeah.
Like a lot of things are safe because we know people have been consuming those things and having children for a very long time.
Right.
You know, carrots are safe. You know, lettuce is safe. Beef
right.
is safe. Like
I think if it's something that you won't eat, you wouldn't eat. Like マニキュアとかさ、メイクの口紅とか、you know, you wouldn't eat it. そういうものに関してはちょっとね。妊娠してる時とか、私はもし妊娠したら避けたいなと思ってるけど。
Yeah. Well, this study is interesting in the sense that it tells us, it may tell us something about how the brain works.
Right.
Because of the specific way that cannabis might be interacting with it.
そうだね。
To make these changes.
そうだね。何がどういうふうに作用するとどの部分が改善されてどの部分が悪化するのかっていうことでしょ。
And they're looking at this visual motor control aspect because that's the area that's managed by this dorsal area of the brain. And the dorsal area is the area that's most susceptible to prenatal effects.Like developmental issues. So that's the reason why they're looking at motor control. It tends to be one of the more sensitive areas.
なんか日本だとね、妊娠したって分かった瞬間にもアルコールなんて一口も飲まないみたいなのがもう常識としてさ、なってるけど、やっぱそれって、あの、飲酒運転もすごい厳しいから日本ってさ、なんか一杯ぐらいいいやっていうのがあんまりないじゃん。でもアメリカだとさ、まだその、まあ、シャンパン一杯ぐらい別に妊娠してでもいいじゃんみたいな人が結構意外といて、それのせいで これからなんか違法にしようとしてるみたいな、この間見たけど、なんかあまりにもいるからそのことの重大さを理解してない人が、まあ、ワイン一杯とかだったらまあいいやみたいな人が。
It's changed a lot recently, but in our parents' generation and the generation before that, people were consuminglarge amounts of things while pregnant, whether it's alcohol or cocaine or methamphetamines, like these, you know, there's a whole generation of where there's a lot of kids that people have referred to as crack babies. Like all these moms that are like doing crack cocaine and getting pregnant, and so.
あとまあタバコもそうだよね。昔はさ、飛行機でも吸えたし、新幹線とかも煙もくもくの状態で妊婦さんとかも乗ってたわけだからさ。
So crazy that you used to be able to smoke in an airplane.
I know, right?
Like they still have no smoking signs. Like no shit. Like do we still need those signs?
ね、信じられないよね。
Like who's gonna accidentally just light up a cigarette? Like oh, I didn't see the sign.
Yeah. Like, yeah,
We don't need the sign anymore, right?
Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah. So this was part of a study called, they gave it the acronym IDEAL, which stands for Infant Development, Environment, and Lifestyle, where they tested a bunch of these different drugs on the prenatal effects on motor control and cognition.
これはその妊娠中にたまたまなんかお酒飲んじゃったとかドラッグやっちゃったっていう人を紹介してもらってってことを妊娠してる時から。
Yeah, I don't believe that they were deliberately administering narcotics to embryos or whatever.
やっぱりそのアメリカで何どんどん legalization が合法化が進んでるからそれに伴ってこういう研究も増えてるよね、どんどん。
Well, it's not just the United States. Pretty much, I mean, all over.
Latin America.
All over. Canada.
Canada. まあ、日本もちょっとずつね、その、なんていうの、それに伴って大麻に関するニュースをそもそもシャットアウトするみたいのは減ってきたかなって思う。テレビはもちろんまだやらないけど遅れてるから。でもネットとかだとちょっと前まではやっぱり大麻に関するいいニュースっていうのは絶対に日本語に翻訳されるっていうことはなかったんだけど。
Well, I wouldn't categorize this as like いいニュース even.It's just interesting.
Like, yeah, but like anything that's not negative about it was never going to be introduced here.
Well, yeah, before all the studies on cannabis were actually funded by groups that had the intention of producing negative studies about it.
でもなんかその骨が早く治るとかもちょっと日本語のニュースになってたりしたしネットだと。だからまあちょっとずつマシにはなってきてる。かなと思う。あとやっぱりね、転換、子供がさ、転換持ってる人とかはさ、どう考えても早く合法化してほしいと思うし。
Yeah, there are a lot of people that stand to benefit from the legalization, from cancer patients to people with, you know, neurodegenerative disorders and motor skill issues and seizures, and there's just so many different applications for it. It's weird that, it's weird how delusional...the media and I don't know the just general perception of drugs has been in Japan, considering that cigarettes are legal, alcohol is legal. This is a relatively secular country. Right. This isn't like, you know, a lot of people that are opposed to certain substances and not others and have weird contradictory ideas. A lot of time that's based in some ideology that's religious, but that's not the case here at all.
まあ、アメリカのせいでしょ。でもそれをなんかそのさ、なんかアメリカがコットンを売りたかったために麻を生産されると困るから日本からこう大麻を排除するように、まあこっちも戦争で負けたし言うこと聞かなきゃいけなかったとかそういういろんな説はあるけど、それをやっぱりさみんな知らないからこうなんか悪いものみたいな感じで。
It's not just cotton. I mean the pharmaceutical industry haslobbied enormously
right, for sure.
to keep people away from
for
this.
For sure. なんかそういうバックグラウンドを知らずにやっぱり違法だからもう悪いものって知ってる人が多い。
This is like, it's probably one of the most concrete conspiracy theories there are.
Yeah.
Right?
Is it even conspiracy theory?
Well, if you have the opposing position, then...It would sound like, you know, a conspiracy theory to
but,
you.
But the,、right? the thing is, like, opposing to you, I think it's just ignorance. Like,
it's not just ignorance. I mean, I think people...
I don't really see people, like, who are trying to refute that it's America who started this in Japan, you know? It's just that people don't know. And, なんかまあ真面目だから、何 法律に書いてあるからみたいな感じでさ。
You know, the important thing is just being able to discuss it and research it and,、and find out more about it. Already there are so many applications and there's probably way more.、
そう、だからその議論すらもなされない。その話を持ち出しただけで叩かれるとかっていう状態だったけどずっと、でもそのさっき言ったみたいにちょっとずつちょっとずつ日本語でも記事が出始めてるし、多分ちょっとずつ気づいてる人もいるから、まあいい風には向かってるけど、ただその今それが必要な患者の人たちにとってはさ、もう遅いじゃん。もう明日にでも押してくれよみたいなさ。だからそのイグノランスで強固に反対してる人っていうのは何がしたいのかなっていうのは、なんか不思議な気持ちになっちゃう。
And personal freedom is not as big of a topic here. Let's be real.
No. No.
It's not that important. You shouldn't be able to do what you want with your life.
だって安保の時にもすごい海外のメディアで言われてたもんね。その日本人は何こう、ガバメントとか政府とかそういう大きな機関に自分たちの自由をすぐ捧げてしまう傾向にあるみたいな。
Well, that's why the government here just gets to do whatever the fuck they want.Nobody listens. And we get, you know, 自民党 since the emperor, essentially, all the way through. You know, there's been a couple bumps for them, but, you know,、nothing significant. There isn't much opposition to you know, the new government policies. It seems like they kind of just run over the people here.
Yep.
Right?
Basically. No.
That's what's been going on.
Yeah. That's why...That's why we're doing this.
I guess so. I guess so. I feel like our next topic is kind of similar. A new study conducted by researchers at Texas Tech University found that women with more than 4 tattoos reported a higher self-esteem than anyone else in the study. However, they also reported a greater frequency of past suicide attempts. This was despite not having any current indicators of depression or suicide ideation. Study author Jerome Koch made the following statement regarding the findings. I think women, especially, are more aware of their bodies through, among other things, fat shaming, the cosmetics and plastic surgery industry, and hypersexualized imagery in media. What we may be seeing is women translating that awareness into empowerment. We know women sometimes replace a surgically removed breast, for example, with elegant body art. We wonder if more tattoos might be a way of reclaiming a sense of self in the wake of an emotional loss, evidenced by a suicide attempt.
テキサス工科大学の研究で4つ以上のタトゥーを入れている女性はそれ以外の女性に比べ自尊心が高いことが分かりました。しかしそれとともに過去に自殺未遂をしたことがある回数も増える傾向にありました。ただ現時点でうつ病や自殺願望があるわけではありませんでした。研究を率いたジェローム・コーク教授は以下のように述べています。痩せていないといけないという社会的プレッシャーやメイクや整形手術の業界の存在、メディアが必要以上に女性の性的部分を強調することなどから、女性は特に自分の体について意識している傾向にあります。今回の結果は女性たちがその意識を原動力に変えているということかもしれません。手術で胸を除去した女性が傷跡をタトゥーでアートに変えたりするケースがあります。もしかしたら自殺未遂などで負った精神的な傷から立ち直る際に自分を取り戻すという意味でタトゥーを入れているのかもしれません。これ何人ぐらいの女性を見たやつなの？
I'm not sure specifically with this latest study. But yeah, there was a study thatthey did in 2008 and in 2010, and so they've kind of been following up on their findings each time.
Okay.
And in 2008, they found that women were more than twice as likely to request the removal of a tattoo than men.
Okay.
In 2010, they found a correlation between women with 4 more tattoos and...or 7 or more piercings and higher illicit drug use and a history of arrest. So then following up on that, they did this
self-esteem thing?
Self-esteem thing, yeah. Mm. And they found that women with more than 4 tattoos had or reported a higher self-esteem.
I'm like halfway there.
What do you mean?
私2つタトゥー入ってるしピアスも、まあ、もう閉じちゃったけどほとんど6個、hmm. だからこれだと4個タトゥーと7個ピアスでしょ I'm like almost there 、
yeah.
But I don't know what he's saying.
Well, okay, so what he's saying, his conclusion is speculative, but he's saying
yeah.
that what he believes would explain this paradoxical relationship between the women that have attempted to commit suicide and women that have more than 4 tattoos and them also having the highest self-esteem in the study
right.
is that they experienced something very traumatic, then that led to their suicide attempt.
Right.
And getting tattoos was sort of a coping mechanism, the reclaiming of self to try to help deal with that emotional loss. So
right.
someone who went through something very traumatic like that would be more likely to get a tattoo in connection with it.
Mm.
I don't know. I kind of have a different idea of what happened or what's happening.
Tell me.
When I read this study, my thinking is that people have some level of inhibition towards doing things. You know, some might call those people chicken.
Right.
But just a general inhibition towards doing anything too crazy. Let's not
right.
get too crazy. Right. And I think there are people that stick with those inhibitions or stick with that reluctance and don't go through with things. And
right.
there's people that do. I think people that tend to go through with things are more likely to actually attempt to kill themselves. And they're also more likely to actually get the tattoo they're thinking about getting.
Hmm.
That's just the connection that I'm thinking. But
it's interesting because I feel like my thinking is kind of like in between what you said and what this guy is saying.
Well, it could be both.
Based on my own experience. Because 私、まあもう1個目入れたのはもう7年、8年前とか、で2個目もまあ5、6年前とか、結構前だけど、それもなんか何もない状態で、あ、なんかちょっとおしゃれのために入れようかなとかじゃなくて、なんか something huge in my life, like, happens, and then as, like, a coping mechanism, or kind of, like, I'm almost overcoming something,
right?
And then I kind of wanted to, like...
Does it symbolize you're overcoming it? Is it kind of...
Or, like, something that I learned,
right?
Through the overcoming process, and then I wanted to, like, remember it.
So you don't really... Is it coping, or you don't want to waste the experience, or?
I think it was both. I think it was both.
Right.
PS は完全になんかストレス発散みたいな感じで、なんかこう前も言ったけど、だから自傷行為に近い感じっていうか、なんかこうモヤモヤしてるから、こう physically にシャープな痛みがあるとちょっと良くなるみたいな。
So is that? I mean, that would be connected to like cutting, right? Or
yeah.I think so. Mm. And like, I didn't want to cut myself, so I just went and had my ears pierced or my belly button pierced.
There's only
pierced,
so many
you know.
Times you can get pierced, though.
Well, oh, there are so many places you can get pierced.
Yeah.
Like, you have no idea.
Yeah, but if you're not trying to do that, I mean...
And also, like, I felt much stronger. Like, it might sound really weird or stupid, but...
Like, empowered?
Yeah. Yeah.
By getting
so, like,
a piercing.
Yeah, like, 特に軟骨とか、おへそとかこの穴を開ける部分が大きいっていうかさ太いじゃんだから痛いじゃんそうするとなんか I could do this なんかこれできたから注射とかも絶対痛くないじゃんみたいななんか、It's really weird but
I can't express how uninterested I am in getting a piercing
right right なんか今は全然興味ないのねでもそれってなんか心が落ち着いてるからであって昔なんかもっとわさわさしてたから
Where does the idea come from originally? Do you feel like, you know, does the Western influence on you have something to do with it? Do you see people that have been getting piercings? Like, where does the, like, why this?
I think 最初は普通のところにピアスをおしゃれのために開けて、and you learn what it's like, right? で、そこからはやっぱなんかこうストレス溜まった時とかに、あ、またあの、なんか痛みを味わいたいわけじゃないんだけど、なんかやりたくなっちゃうんだよねっていうのがあった、ティーネイジャーの時とかだけど、タトゥーはもうちょっとなんか、to me was more like a reminder。 だから私のは絵とかじゃないじゃん、なんか文字とか文章、でそれは自分の中ですごい意味があるっていうか、だから7年経ってるけど別に今でも I think it applies to my life。So I can't imagine myself like trying to remove them. だからでも彼氏の名前とか入れてたらまた違う話だよねやっぱり。
I don't know if that's ever a good idea.
Unless you're like 90 years old.
You're not trying to get tattoos when you're 90.
I don't know.
Are you? What? Where? Where? Isn't
anywhere.
It like,
anywhere.
Aren't you too wrinkly for that?
I think you could still get it. あのなんか年取るとすごい汚くなっちゃうよっていう人いるけど、場所によるっていうかさ、別におじいちゃんばあちゃんでも綺麗なままにできてる人もいるし、あのまあおじいちゃんばあちゃんで入れたの後悔してる人もいるし、後悔してない人もいるし。
Like where's a good location? What's an age resistant location?
Like 例えば腕の内側とかあの指とかって消えやすいし。あの皮膚が、あと皮膚が伸びやすいところとか、あとお腹のさ、なんていうの、ペルビスボーンのところとかってやっぱり妊娠すると皮膚が伸びちゃってタトゥーも壊れちゃうとかね、だからそういうのはあるけど、 That's why I picked wrist, inside of the wrist, and then 足のかかとの近く、くるぶしの下っていうか、そこはあまり変わらないから。でも You were thereWhen I got my second one, remember?
Yeah, I was there.
痛かったよ。痛かったけど、なんか友達がいる方が、そう、友達がいる方が強がって、痛い痛いってならないから、その方がいいかなと思って。
It's pretty small. It's not like you were getting sleeves or something.
Yeah.
Like some of the crazy stuff people do, where they use like the bamboo needle or whatever. I don't know.
Oh,
what they're like stabbing you with some needle.Not even a needle, it's like a wooden...
Oh god, I've met a girl thing. Who did it herself with anzenping.
Really?
I never recommend... And she was like 16 or something, she was young and stupid, and she put her boyfriend's name, and
really?
She had to remove it, which is like way more painful than getting it. So, だからやっぱりこう人に流されて、例えば誰かとお揃いとか、あのなんかやったらかっこいいかなとか、彼氏の名前入れようとか、そういうなんか一時的な、物で入れると確かにあの後悔する可能性は高いかもしれないよね。
You know, they still don't let you go to pools here, most pools here, or...
そうね、プールにもよるけど。温泉も、そうね、私は、あの、何?部屋についてるとこにも、の方がもともと好きだから。私正直、なんか困ったこと一回もないんだけど。
Well, yours are really...minor, like not visible.
I guess, but like people still kind of try to make a big deal out of it. Like, 例えばのこのポッドキャストで話してもなんか絶対誰かしらメッセージとかでなんかすごいショックっていうかなんか驚いたみたいなさとか言ってくる人もいるし。
People here don't realize how popular tattoos are, like in the U.S. It's almost everybody. Like,
そうにあのアメリカだとなんだっけ20代から40代。ま、でタトゥー入れてる人が何十パーセントだっけ 40%、50% かなんかすごい数だったよ。あと日本でも多分ね、普通に服着てたら見えないだけで意外といるよね。 I have friends who have like Japanese girls like who have tattoos and
yeah,
I go to
people.
Like yeah, あとなんかタトゥー OK なプールとかに行くと普通にお父さんとかお母さんとかでも入ってって別になんか柄悪いとかじゃなくて普通の人とかもいるし、yeah. It's really not a big deal.
It's really time to change that dumb rule. It's so
yeah.
archaic at this point.
Nah.
It just seems so ridiculous at this point.
Yeah.
It seemed more valid like 10 years ago.
そうだね。なんかそのオリンピックとかもあるしさ、最近なんだっけ、マオリの人かなんかでそのタトゥー入って入れてて日本で温泉を拒否されるみたいな、
うん、
とかもあったけど、 It's like yeah, why can't she go into 温泉、 like it's kind of strange to me。 でもこれはね、やっぱり日本でも意見が二つに分かれてる、
yeah. well,
かなり。
People should be able to do what they want with their own bodies。
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like you get one body. You get to experience one life. Like you should be able to do what you want with your body.
Mm.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Like there's no like I don't think you should be criticizing anyone. If someone wants, you know, people are putting the weird donut thing in their forehead, you know about that? Like they're putting
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but
yeah.
the donut forehead thing.
Yeah.
Like under their skin.
Yeah.
Looks so stupid.
Yeah.
But I'm not like
it's
suggesting
fine, right?
anyone don't do that unless they're my friend. If they're your friend, it's your responsibility to tell them like,
well,
yo, don't get the donut.
それでもさ、なんか相談されてればやめた方がいいんじゃないとかってもしかして言ったとしてもさ、やっちゃった後にさ、wow, that's so stupid とか言わないじゃん。でしょ？なんか。
Yeah.
なんかそのピアスとかタトゥーとかも何でもそうだけどさ、その。
Well, you have to respect.
別に。
The fact that people don't give a fuck what you think sometimes.
Yeah.
Like you're just wasting your breath sometimes.
そう、本当にそうだよね。
Like you look stupid because you don't realize how much they don't care
yeah.
about what you think.
Yeah. そうなんだよ。本当にそうだね。でも、yeah. It's crazy that we're still like, I mean, our country still gets shocked with something like tattoos.
Yeah.There's
it's just ink in your skin.
Are there other countries? Like, what's the position on tattoos in, I don't know. Europe is generally tattoo friendly, yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
South America? Yeah. Tons of Brazilians have tattoos. A lot of people seem like they're
Oh yeah, Brazilians ね、あの耳の後ろに入れるの超流行ってるもんね。
Yeah.
まあでもすごい religious な国、なんかクリスチャニティとか、そうするとなんか神にもらった体に傷をつけるとはみたいな感じで、なんか言う人も見たことはあるけど。
Like where?
Like Colombia.
Hmm.
But they have like
cocaine
fake
okay,
boobs、
though.
everywhere. So it's like okay, fake boobs are okay,、right. but tattoos are not. So that doesn't really make sense to me. でも。そうね。
What do you think of this, this, what this guy said? The fat shaming, the cosmetics and plastic surgery industry, hypersexualized imagery in the media.
Yeah.
It is interesting how that creates this super awareness of,
yeah,
like the female body and like what it should look like and.
そうだね。まあ多いよね。そういう記事も多いし、
you know,
そういう話も多いし、ダイエットがどうこうとか。
Yeah, maybe I brought this up before, but the collagen injections
right,
that
right.
they're gonna have, the gene therapy, it's gonna be interesting when the plastic surgery industry falls apart. I think it will.Or at least it'll be replaced.
Like, I wonder. あの、まあ、plastic surgery っていうかその one thing that he talked about この breasts の surgically removed breasts の話。
うん。
それ最近すごいなんか話題になってなかった。あのその乳がんの手術であの乳首がなくなっちゃった女性とか。が結構いるじゃん世の中には、うん、それをこう目立たなくするためにあの胸にタトゥーを入れてなんか鼻の模様とかでちょっとアートっぽくするみたいな
People get nipple tattoos too I've seen a tattoo of a nipple that looks exactly like a nipple from straight on I'm sure if you look from the side it's
right,
not gonna
right.
look like
まあ最近なんかさタトゥーの技術も向上しててすごいなんか 3Dタトゥーみたいななんかすごい浮き出て見えたりとかあのワーターカラー
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to have that. It looks so cool.
Well,
it's really artistic.
I think the industry
beautiful.
Has become so much more competitive and advanced and cleaner.
Yeah.
Because before, I think, like, if you get a tattoo, like, 20 years ago, you could end up with some disease fairly easily.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. So, なんか今はね、もう当たり前だけど、その針を使うときにもちろんその入れる人は袋から出すところからお客さんに見せなくちゃいけない。だから針をもちろん使い回してないですよっていうのを見せなきゃいけないってことになってるから、まあそういうあの心配はないけどほとんど。でも、そうなんかあのあと傷跡とかあと火傷の跡とかもタトゥーで隠したりとか、あのまあ隠すっていうか目立たなくする。でそれがコンプレックスになってる人にとっては。まあ、一つのソリューションでもあるから。
The tattoo thing is not okay in Korea either, huh?
I have no idea, actually.
I was watching some behind the scenes, like, Sogo Kakutogi event thing in Korea.
Ah, they have to cover it?
And all the fighters have tons of tattoos.
Right.
And they show up in Korea, and then they need to use the sauna at this hotel. But then the hotel, like, is making them cover up all their tattoos to use the sauna so that their like weight cutting process is like
That's really weird.
めんどくさい。
なんかそのさ、要は火傷の跡を隠すために例えばタトゥーを入れたりとかするとするじゃん。すごいburn victimとかさ、うん、そういう人にもさ、温泉入っちゃダメですとかっていうことになるわけじゃん、今のマニュアルだと。
うん、
それをさ、なんか言うのも嫌じゃない
Yeah, well, I don't think you have to point at any exception.It's just dumb, like,
yeah.
in the first place.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. So, but it kind of, you know, is part of what enforces this conformist society where we all kind of agree on the same, you know, avoiding
like,
tattoos are bad.
Yeah, そういう会話にもなんないもんね。That's why, like, だから I do think that if you're like 15, 16, then you might want to...think about it because
yeah, but if you're
you know,
15,
cause life is actually much longer than you think
yeah you probably shouldn't get married either or
yeah.
you know buy a house
yeah but I think that kids won't know it until they can freely talk about it with grown-ups you know
yeah
so it's pretty bad I don't know it's like I wouldn't mind if my kids get tattoos but like not when they're like 14, 15, 16.
There's something weird about doing that. I don't know why I don't want to get a tattoo, but there's something about doing something...
permanent?
Yeah.
Well...
to your body.
But it really isn't a big deal. Once you get it, it's like... it's just like your eyebrows. like, it's there forever. But then you don't even think about it.
Yeah, but I didn't put my eyebrows here. So
or, like, you get a scar and then you don't really treat it well and it stays there forever. But then, like, it's there already and you kind of, like, get on with it, right?
Sure.
So
but that doesn't sound...
case, the, in this case, you can just, like, pick what kind of scar you're going to get and what color.
you don't make it sound like a very positive thing.
Well, to me, it's been positive. It's only been positive. I don't regret it. And as I said, I think it still applies to my life. And
I don't regret not getting tattoos.
Yeah, and that's good, too. I think as long as you don't regret it, that's fine. You know, my thinking was, like, the opposite way. I was like, if I don't get a tattoo, I'm too interested in it. If I don't get it, I'll probably regret it when I'm, like, older.
Mm.
So one thing that I've been regretting, is that I never got a tongue pierced.
You're regretting that?
Yeah, because I'm not going to do it now, you know? I should have done it when I was, like, 15, you know? Because that's something that you would do with, like,
ikioi. I thought you just said don't do it when you're 15.
well, because tongue pierced is nothing. You
no,
know, you can
not.
Close it if you want to.
No, your tongue could get infected. They might have to cut it off.
If you deal with it properly, it'll be fine. But, you know... I'm 29 now. I'm not going to do it now. Mm. So I was like, ah, 若い時にやっとけばなってそれは思う。なんかやってみたかったことのうちの一つでももうできないから。
I don't think you need to regret that.
It could have been fun. I'm not like regretting it, but I'm just like,
sure.
oh, I wonder what it was like. It could have been fun. So... Yes. そんな感じ。お話終わりですか？
There's one more thing. I just saw before we started recording that Obama has signed some asteroid law into effect, or some law that permits the mining of asteroids.
Mining of the asteroids.
Let me read it real quick. Planetary Resources, the asteroid mining company, applauds President Obama who signed the U.S. Commercial Space Launch Competitiveness Act into law. The law recognizes the right of U.S. citizens to own asteroid resources they obtain and encourages the commercial exploration and utilization of resources from asteroids. So, being a U.S. citizen, I can potentially own asteroid resources.
Right. もう悪い予感しかしないんだけど、もうやめようよ、だからこういうのを。
This is interesting news, though, because supposedly asteroids have a lot of really valuable metals and whatnot.
地球のリソースでもこんな戦争とかなってるのにさ、そっからまたさらにリソース出てくる場が増えるとなるとどうなるの？
I don't know. You think they should prevent this?
それこそ Star Wars みたいになるじゃん。
You don't think we should touch the asteroids?
I don't know. I mean...
It could save us, maybe. The innovation from trying to mine asteroids. Because we need a real economic incentive for private industry.
Yeah, if everyone was like sharing and caring, then yeah, we should go mine everything and share it among humans and be happy and live long life together. But I don't know.
How long before some company, let's say Google, has captured an asteroid and owns it? Let's say they put that asteroid into some weird orbit around Earth,
yeah,
so that it stays close.
Yeah, that'd be crazy, right?
It's not that far off, I don't think. Maybe within 10 years. I have no idea what I'm talking about, but that's my guesstimate.
And then governments will be fighting over asteroids, like, that's mine. No, that's mine.
Is that how it's gonna go?
Isn't that what we're doing right now with islands and everything?
There
on
could
this
be
planet?
Maybe I mean it'll be new jobs if you're like a kid right now. Maybe you should look into asteroid mining, figure out some career path to get there.
It's so
Might
gonna
be
done by robots.
Well, then you know.
So no jobs.
Go into robotics
for anyone.
Well, you have to make the robots that do this stuff.
No, robots are gonna be making robots. No jobs. Sorry. Well,
that's probably a difficult robot to make.
I don't know. It's already crazy. Like, you know, what Russia and Turkey are going through right now. It's like, what are they going to do with this, you know? It's like, there's so much going on.
Yeah, it's been really busy.
Yeah. Like, I was so surprised. I am still really surprised with this Russia-Turkey thing. It's like... Because seriously, what are they going to do about
well,
this?
Russia, Turkey, China... You know, we've got a bunch of stuff is going on. There's stuff going on in Africa. There's stuff going on all over the place. Crazy stuff. We're still worried about, you know, nuclear Iran and, you know, the tens of thousands of ISIS recruits located supposedly all around the world.
Aliens invading us.
Their Twitter feeds are just flooded with cats.
Dengue nets とかね. So much shit that we have to worry about.
Ebola's mostly over, yeah? Ebola's pretty much a wrap.
あとなんだっけ、マラリアだっけ？なんか蚊をさ、なんか genetically modified mosquitoes みたいな。で、もうそのマラリアを媒介できないようにする蚊ができましたみたいな。
Oh, really? We talked about that, yeah?
Did we?
Yeah.
Was it malaria?
Yeah. Well, I think we talked about GMO mosquito and its applications. For fighting things like malaria.
Right, right. Yeah, they did it.
Nice.
I read it like yesterday, so.
That's tight.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, I guess there are positive things in the world, like cats.
Things are only going to get crazier.
Kitties.
Think about how things have only gotten crazier since before.
That's why,
generally, right?
That's why everyone should have cats at home. Then everyone's gonna have like peaceful mind. No one's gonna be angry anymore. You know. Oh, look. look how they're so fluffy. And then, you know, we can be nice to each other.
Yeah, unless you're unless you're in one of these problematic places.
There's, right.
Some people have real shit
outside,
to worry about.
If you're outside.
Not everyone can just
like
sit at home.
Like, if you're in Japan. If you're in Japan and if you don't actually worry about, you know, getting bombed, yeah. then, you know, then it's stupid if you're fighting with your neighbors or, you know, yeah. talk shit about celebrities, you know. Instead, yeah. we should all be petting cats and be happy.
Yeah, let's do that.
終わり.
以上です.
Bye.
まだ言ってないじゃん最後の。
あそうだごめん。
いろいろ。
Twitter、文字起こしのテキストを iPhone と Android で購入できますので、ぜひ試してみてください。最初のエピソード3つは無料だよね。
はい、
で240円月額でなんと全部の文字起こしが読み放題っていうスタバの飲み物の半額の値段でやってる激安プランがありますので、そちらもよろしくお願いします。
お願いします。
引き続き Facebook、Twitter、Instagram やってるので、そちらもチェックお願いします。終わり。
Yeah, sorry for crimping your style there.
本当の終わり。
はい、以上です。
バイ。
バイ。